is 23 minutes away from 8 o'clock, Inauguration Day 2017, and America is back on track, it looks like. All right, here we go. News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340.
Sun coming up over New York City. School bus driver in a traffic jam. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror. Looking at the promise of the promised land.
All right, let's get to it here. 22 before the hour. I want to say good morning all the way across the country out to Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
One of my classmates, Chris Graham Wallace, is listening to us this morning on the app.
Thank you,
yes.
Ms. Graham Wallace.
She is the friend that I tell you that's the federal court reporter.
I was going to say, is she taking notes?
She probably
quickly.
Is. I think she talks into the thing where she does. But,
like the little air mask.
Yeah, anyway. Great American, great patriot, and loves what's happening out there, and is giving us thumbs up from Tucson this morning from the great state of Arizona.
Excellent.
That's right.
And speaking of Washington.
Mm-hmm. We got our friend on the line right here.
Yeah, so exciting to speak with Glenn McCall. Good morning, Glenn. Thanks for joining us the whole way from Washington, D.C.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Great.
Glenn, we're great. Thank you so much for taking a little bit of time. How long have you been up there? When did you get there?
Tuesday.
Okay.
Tuesday afternoon.
Had you had any official duties?
We've had Republican National Committee meetings, and so it's been fun, exciting. It's been work, plus we've been able to definitely celebrate this great day today.
What kind of flavor do you feel on the street itself? Are you feeling any kind of, discontent?
No, believe it or not, we have not. And, of course, with our group, we have Secret Service. And so we'll be bused right into the Capitol area and go to our seats. So I have not seen a protester myself, and I did yesterday.
Okay.
Walk around a little bit just to.
So nothing on the mall.
Folks seem to be excited and looking forward to the new president coming into office today.
I thought it was fantastic last night, Glenn. The pre-inauguration party and stuff with a little concert up there by the Lincoln Memorial and stuff
Lincoln
like
that. Memorial.
I thought the plaza.
Yeah, that was great. Make America Great Again concert.
Oh, so
it was fun and a lot of folks out there and the first to be first family and was there and so it was good.
Do you see a sea of people? Are you able to look out to a crowd where there's, as far as the eye can see, like what do you see from where your venues are?
Well, believe it, I'm not there right now. I'll be leaving here shortly. Most of the group left this morning about 6 o'clock to go to the Capitol and take their seats. And I'm going to try to brave it, and I'll probably be in line, but I'm sure there are thousands and thousands of people there already.
Glenn, it's busy up there anyway, traffic-wise, even not on Inauguration Day,
right.
But this week and stuff with the tremendous security situations and stuff, have you experienced any of the traffic?
Yes, we have. We've had several events with the vice president-elect at several luncheons, and I had a great opportunity to see our Congressman Mick Mulvaney at one of the events, and we got to talk, and but the traffic is just crawling around the city. So,
will you have any opportunity to go to any of the parties tonight? As I know, there are tickets only.
Yes, I have tickets to the Freedom Ball, and the president and the VP and their families will make a stop there. I guess they have about five or six to go to.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. Glenn, you seem to be able to put this. You and I have only known each other a couple of years, and I when I called you yesterday, I said, "Hope you remember me, Glenn, please." But you seem to have a real calm way of putting things in perspective here. What are your thoughts on what's happening here? Are we going to get beyond the bump in the road here? Or it seems like maybe the other side is going kicking and screaming here, and we really do need to unify here and to try to pull some. We got some big issues to kind of conquer here. What's your feeling about all this?
And, I think the president-elect, that's what he will talk about somewhat today, that we need to come together. We have some big problems, and we all have to get in the boat together and help solve those. And I think I know he will. President Trump will deliver on tax reform and defeating ISIS and allowing repatriation of the hundreds of billions of dollars overseas to come back and go to work in our country and create jobs. So I think once some of those things start taking effect and people really start seeing and feeling it, I think we'll come together. I know we'll come together.
Do you feel like you're going to have to take a nap this afternoon?
tomorrow for sure, this weekend. It's been nonstop.
I bet.
But it's been really exciting. But also what's exciting for us being on the national committee this week, even though we have won and we're going to celebrate, but we're looking at in 2 years, being competitive on those Senate races where the Democrats will have 24 Senate seats up, and we want to do our best. But even before that, with our fifth district race, there are several special elections will be happening this spring and summer, and we want to make sure that we defend those seats, and we're laying out plans over the next 30 days to do that.
Glenn, we watched it last night from the comfort of our living room, and my little bride at her age started to cry. She said, I'm sure this is how people felt when Mr. Obama came in 8 and 4 years ago.
Right.
I said, she's not this way. And she said, boy, when Lee Greenwood came out and sang it last night and the colors on the television and the mall and the our memorials and things like this and the first family to be, it was a very emotional. Did you get a chance to see any of this live?
Yes, and it was, and just being there and hearing Lee and those words and what it really means to you, it does make you kind of tear up but be proud.
Yes.
That you're American and what we have here. So it is it's history in the making, I'm just excited for the nation and for the Trump family and Pence family. So. I'm looking forward to big things.
Well, Glenn McCall, we're so appreciative of your service.
No doubt.
And we are proud to say that you're here for South Carolina, and we want to make sure that you're safe and have a great day today. Please call us
Please.
If you need anything or if we can support you in any way.
I sure will, but I do have two sets of brass knuckles, Chuck, with me in case I need them.
Well, I'm sure you can handle this about anything, Glenn.
We'll be safe for sure. And Glenn, we'll look forward to look for you on the – I don't know, maybe in the camera. We'll see if you're around.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you all take care. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Glenn.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Glenn McCall, he is a former Republican National Chair here for the...
He is on the National Committee.
Still, okay, but he's not chair. Okay. All right. It's about 15. Here comes Mr. Miller.
He can answer this.
Who's the chair?
He is state chair.
Oh, he is state chair right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But he also is a member of the Electoral College.
Yeah.
He was one of the individuals who got to vote for whoever the president was for this year, and each party elects those. So however many there are in the state of South Carolina, that's how many there are, and he's one of those.
Wow.
10 or 12 or whatever it
wow,
is.
Wow, okay. All right. Rare air. Yes, very much so.
Sure.
It's 14 till. This is News Talk 100.1 FM, WRHI AM 1340.